From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC News on Sunday that if North Korea agrees to full denuclearization, the United States is prepared to, quote, provide security assurances.
What Chairman Kim will get from America is our finest, our entrepreneurs, our risk takers, our capital providers, not our taxpayers. They'll get people, they will get private capital that comes in. North Korea is desperately in need of energy support, electricity for their people. They're in great need of agricultural equipment and technology. We can deliver that.
Saturday, North Korea said it will begin dismantling its nuclear bomb test site sometime between May 23rd and 25th. Indonesian police say a family of six, including teens and two children, were responsible for the suicide bombings of three churches on Sunday. At least 13 people were killed, 41 others wounded in the city of Surabaya. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blasts in the country's second-largest city. The family had reportedly recently returned to Indonesia from Syria. The bombers included a mother and father, two daughters aged 9 and 12, and two teenage sons. Police have ordered the temporary closure of all churches in Surabaya. Afghan officials say a group of gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Nangarhar province Sunday, killing at least 12 people. A government spokesman told VOA, the attack in the provincial capital of Jalalabad began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the provincial Directorate of Finance. This is VOA News. President Trump's